Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the Wednesday edition of Jeremy Speaks Presents, and part three of my series, Targeted, Medical Cannibalism. Now, I will have a co-host today. Mr. Roscoe Rappler will be joining me shortly. But in the meantime, I would like to thank all my listeners, my old ones, my new ones. My show schedule normally runs Monday, Tuesdays, Friday, Thursdays, and Fridays. But today I wanted to do a little, or this week I wanted to do a little different. So, thank you for listening to my series. I have gotten a good amount of feedback. And if you're new, I want to give out that call-in number for a future episode because, like I said, I have a guest for caller. I have a guest for today. Normally that would be Caller Tuesday, but since I'm doing five parts, I figure go ahead and do a series today. It's not a caller edition. It's just kind of a – it should have been a caller edition yesterday, but it didn't work out that way. Nonetheless, that call-in number for future – guest, 347-994-3320, 347-994-3320. I'm going to say that one more time, just in case you needed me to go a little slower, 347-994-3320. As I stated, I will be having a guest on the show today, Mr. Roscoe Rappler, who has joined me multiple times, and I gave him credit Monday on the food edition of Targeted. I gave him credit then for the idea behind this. I was very appreciative to him as far as showing me this certain clip that we saw, and it inspired me to do the rest of the series. I would like to say, because I didn't say it yesterday, males of African origin, we need to start speaking to each other, especially now, and how we may be being targeted for extermination. I don't say that lightly. I don't say that jokingly. I'm very serious when I say that. So we need to start speaking to each other more so now than ever, because there are people that are out there with means and ways to eliminate us from the gene pool. That's what this whole targeted series is about. They mean to do us harm. So we need to start speaking, protecting, encouraging, informing, and uplifting each other. Most importantly, we need to love each other because we need to get all the petty stuff out of the way so that we can get to the good stuff that we've been promised. Right? I hope you all are having a good day. Everybody knows that I like to start my show off with a quote, so I'm going to quote this one right quick. It takes a village to raise a child. This is very true. It takes an entire village to raise a child. So when people yell, we have a lack of black fathers and this and that, well, it takes an entire community. It doesn't just take a parent. It takes multiple parents. It takes influence. It takes hands. It takes people willing to put time in to raise this person to go out to be a great human being. It takes an entire village to raise a child. By us speaking to each other and bringing a togetherness to each other, I think that we can get to that goal. Just by speaking, let's start off small, baby steps, right? My show schedule, I already stated that. I live stream on Twitch. I live stream on YouTube in case you listen to the show and you want to come on there and find out. You want to come and talk to me or give me your point of view on some things, I'd be more than welcome to do that with anyone. I also would like to once again thank my listeners, because without you, none of this would be possible. I'd especially like to thank my mama. I'd like to give a shout out to my mama today. Thank you for having me, because this topic that we're going to deal with today, a lot of us should be thanking our parents for providing a way for us to make it in this life and make it in this world. You know, if you all are invited to lend an ear, but the forces that are at work that are trying to make conception of offspring near impossible, it has blown my mind. And the uses that they have for us, it's like the movie The Matrix, man. If you haven't seen The Matrix, they use people to power stuff. Well, we're going to get off into that in a little bit. I talked about Monday how on my food episode, how GMOs are poison and how we need to stay away from those. We need to quit trusting people that hate us, take care of us. See, I said that. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on YouTube at my channel, The Negro Sports League. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. I no longer post full episodes of the show simply because I'm paying for Blog Talk, and Blog Talk has a large enough platform for me to do the things that I want to do, spread information, tell people what's going on, or tell people what I've learned is going on, you know? And speaking of medical cannibalism, I found, speaking of the title of the show, because I've dealt a lot with population control and beta BCG, which makes female bodies abort the fetuses that they're having. There's a vaccine, WI-38, from a stem cell. In 1966, a guy named Paul Moorhead at the Wistar Institute of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, discovered that normal human cells were stored in the freezer. The cell remembered the doubling level at which it was stored at. When reconstituted, began to divide that level roughly from 50 total doublings from cells derived from fetal tissue. Right? Now, why am I talking about them storing cells in the refrigerator and watching it double? Well, that has a lot to do with what we're talking about today. That vaccine, the history of this stuff, the vaccine where they take fetuses, aborted fetuses, and sell them to companies, and then use the parts, the tissue, the organs, the stomach lining, all that. They use all these parts that they sell to people. WI-38 was derived from lung tissue of a 3-month-old gestation aborted female fetus. They know that. That was in 1960, right? So it's 2019 and this is still going on, but have you ever noticed how many Planned Parenthoods there are in urban areas? Have you ever noticed that? That's like a thing. You can actually go on CNN.com and they'll give you Planned Parenthood because, you know, Republicans always want to block funding because they say it provides abortions for women. Well, trust and believe, number one, it ain't your place to tell a woman what she can do because you don't know the circumstances. But a lot of these places are in urban areas where women can't afford certain care, right? I looked at a map and like the Northeast, like the New York area is very concentrated section of New York that has Planned Parenthood everywhere. Planned Parenthood was created by a woman who said that, and this is her quote, not mine, because, you know, I don't use labels on my show. I don't believe in labels. But she stated that a certain demographic of people on this earth were like weeds and they needed to be plucked out. That's the lady that came up with Planned Parenthood, right? So if the roots of the tree are messed up, right? I said it before. I said it time and time again on this show. If the roots of the tree are messed up, then the tree is messed up. The branches will be screwed up. Like I've used the analogy before, your mind is like a field. You can plant poison or you can plant something positive in it. But either way it goes, something's going to grow in that field. This lady did not care too much for people, you know. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, Congress was in a fight over fetal tissue transplantation. Well, if they were in a fight then when Reagan actually was in 1988, he placed a freeze on federal funding of transplantation research using aborted fetal tissue. Now, why is it that he put a freeze on it then when it was an issue, but all of a sudden you have all these bodies that are just prime and ready for the research, right? The research, you know, it depends on who you're targeting to get the things from. And as I stated in the food episode that I did Monday, And I stated yesterday on my recorded episode of Medicine, where do you think they're getting this stuff from? Medicines, vaccines that you use to put in your children have human diploid cells in them. Now, you may be asking yourself, what is that? What is he talking about? That's the same thing I just described to you with WI-38. It's a diploid human cell composed of fibroblasts derived from the lung tissue of a 3-month gestation aborted female fetus. That's why that's important, because you need to know what you are putting in anything. If you love your kids, would you put poison in them? You know, would you burn your kid's hand on a stove? You know, like, think, would you do something to intentionally hurt your child? Well, the people that are telling you you need to inject your kid with something, you don't know what's in there, just like the person that's injecting it don't know what's in there. I'll use this analogy. Back in the day when I was doing my thing, you know, when I was out there, you know, a little bit, I've talked about it before. You could go buy some street pharmaceuticals, right? You could go buy these, but you could also get a bag of nothing because you don't know who touched it 15 hands before it got to you, right? So the guy giving it to you might not know what's in there, and he probably has given it to 5 or 6 people. He don't know what's in there, but he's giving it to you, and now you trying to put it in yourself. It's just things to think about. Would you intentionally do that to your child? Because the people that are supposed to be in charge of these things aren't telling us these things. They knew this back in the 60s. They claimed that the contributions from the cell line towards human virus vaccine production have been credited with avoiding disease in or saving lives of billions of people. They claim that now. That's like that Henrietta Lacks woman that I talked about in Medicine yesterday. That's like her when they stole her cells, came up with something. They knew her cells were different, but they stole her cells. She found out they stole them. I'm paraphrasing here. She found, and they wouldn't give up a penny for her own damn sales. Now, where does that make sense at? Where is that? What is that? Somebody can just take your stuff from you and just, you can't do anything about it? I think they should cut her a check. 2 large controlled trials were finally funded to transplant aborted fetal brain tissue into Parkinson's patients. Now, I did mention that they do take certain things. They use everything. And, like, these young ladies that are being told in these states that they can't have abortions, that's really not affecting the demographic of the population that they're trying to get rid of, because they're already food, medicine. Now you find out what happens to a child. Say, I give you this for an example, and then I think my caller's going to call in. I give you this for an example. Young lady goes through some trauma, ends up pregnant, right? She doesn't want the baby. Let's just say her color is of African origin. Let's just Negroid in feature. Let's just call it that. She doesn't want this. She doesn't want this to happen. She doesn't want this at all. She goes, she has a procedure done, takes care of it. Now, not only does she have this procedure done, before I get on that, not only does she have this procedure done, but she has it done in an urban area where, you know, maybe it's a Planned Parenthood right around the corner. She goes and has it done. What do you think Planned Parenthood, what do you think they do with the fetuses? They had a cover-up where they thought Pepsi was putting aborted fetuses in the car, and they could be. It's not, from what I read, relatively difficult for these people to get these fetuses, you know, industry, like the medicine industry, any industry. It's not difficult for these people because they know the legalities and the loopholes of what it takes to get these things done. They already got the checkbook. It's like, just name your price. As I stated, you're in an urban area. You don't have access to adequate health care as a woman who does not want this burden placed upon her by life. It wasn't anything to do with her. If she's in Alabama, she can get 10 years to 99 years if she goes and tries to take care of this. But they need these bodies. They need the marketing. They need the research. They need somebody to research on. I remember back in the 90s, people would get upset. They would get upset when you operate on a monkey or something like that. They get hot. Yeah, very, very upset by that. Now, you know, you got aborted fetuses being targeted. Ah, there's that word again. He said it. I think it's gross. I think that the science industry is taking advantage. I think that all scientists, no matter what they feel, they have an agenda to produce results, no matter the cost in human lives or in dollars, because all they have to do is prove that it works, and they can go get funding. Hey, it was an outbreak in Africa. Oh, okay. Well, here's some funding. Right? That's just it. Oh, the Ebola outbreak. Oh, okay. Well, I think I watched that video of the guy talking about how he explained the Ebola outbreak and how it scared people. See, fear is a powerful motivator. It scared people over here because the nursing gave it to the black guy in Texas. It scared people over here. Oops, excuse me, black. Oh, I said it. I said it. I said it. Jeremy, you got to get yourself. I said it. I didn't mean to. She transported, this nurse transported it. It's thought that it was just leaked out there for, you know, people to have it. You know, oh, okay, people got Ebola. Oh, we need to go tell the CDC so we can get some funding for the government for research. And it worked. It seems like anytime there's an outbreak, there's a reason to run for money or run to money. You know, I'm not mad. I get it. It's business. It's a hustle. And you have to produce results for this hustle to work. Who do you think they exploit? Do you think they exploit the wealthy and extremely financially stable people? Or do you think they go to the areas where poor people are and they propagate lies to stir them up against each other? And then they come in the back door and take it out of their pockets. Think that's how it goes? I wouldn't be one to tell you because I ain't one to talk. I'm just putting the information out there for anyone who may wants to hear it. It's readily available. You can go read this stuff on the CDC website, what I'm talking about. You really can. It's available. It's out there. All right, and it's up to you, honestly. I can read your facts all day. It's another vaccine, MRC5. It's Medical Research Council strain 5. It's a diploid human cell culture line composed of fibroblasts derived from the lung of a 14-week-old aborted male fetus. 1966, this happened. Now, they were doing it in 66. How advanced is the technology for them to get away with it today? Right? How advanced is it for, you know, how easy is it for somebody to go to an area for nothing and just take what they want from there? And I can't, like I said, I can't say I blame them, because if it's available, you can go do it. If people let, as long as people let you do something, you can do it. That's why I'm trying to bring awareness to these issues, so that something can be done. I'm not trying to change the world completely, like, oh, all in one day. I'm just putting the information out there and letting my listeners and letting people who call in do with it what they will. So, in a way, I don't really see why you have to target a certain group of people. If you're going to do it, be fair across the board, you know? Be fair across the board. You know, don't just use a certain group or just stop doing it altogether. You know, these are human lives here. You know, I'm going to try to get my guest. I want to give out that call-in number. And I want to give it out twice. I'm going to give it out three times. 347-994-3320. 347-994-3320, and just in case you didn't hear me, man, the call-in number is 347-994-3320. I'm going to get my caller. I'm going to do some research right quick, and I'm going to get my man on the phone so we can talk, because I would like to get his opinion on it. I don't want to, you know, it's more than he may not feel the same way that I feel about it, and that's okay. We're not supposed to agree on everything. I would like to get his opinion on what it is he think that can be done? I mean, he may not know some of the stuff that I'm saying. Most of my callers probably don't. I do appreciate, or most of my listeners probably don't. That's why I'm here. So let me try to ring him up so I can get him on the show. In the meantime, while I'm trying to do that, I'm going to go read a little bit more about this MRC5, the medical research. The cell line was isolated by J.P. Jacobs and colleagues in September 1966 from the seventh population of doubling the strain. The MR5 cells themselves are known to reach that's a new word I don't know. I really don't know that word. But in around 4 to 5 population double. They are used to produce several vaccines, including MMR, varicella, and polio. I didn't know polo was still a thing. How do we keep, you know, I feel like if they can do all this with vaccines and everything, then what else can they inject people with? Ladies and gentlemen, I did reach along, having a little technical difficulty. Got to let them on the line. Very honest here on this show. I'm letting my caller who is on the phone with me now go ahead and chime in. Mr. Roscoe Raffley, I would like to welcome you to the show today.
What's going on, my brother? What's going on? Man, I'm okay.
Yes,
I'm
glad
okay.
to have you back on the show. Glad to have you back
I'm
on
glad
the show.
To be back. I'm glad to be back.
All right, how your day going, man? Everything good, to you?
Yeah, man, I got a lot of energy right now. I just had to go on a little rant of my own.
Uh-oh. Ain't hurt nobody, did you?
Oh, nah, no, sir, no, sir. I just was simply telling the people that look like me, we need to do better, we need to get better, and we need to act on it as fast as we can.
Amen to that. I'm all for that. I think that what we're doing right here, right now, I think that's the starting process. I may not know how to reach everybody, but you may be able to reach somebody I can't necessarily reach. That's why I think us conversating with each other is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's a vice versa thing now, man. That's vice versa.
Now, I do, I don't know if you shared that video with me, and I told everybody that you shared that video with me that once you shared that little 5 to 8 minute clip that you shared with me, it piqued my curiosity, and I went off and I found the whole clip. Now, in that clip, the guy talks about how hard it is to really just be conceived and get into life for us. I want you to kind of give me, I know with the little clip that you probably saw, I want you to kind of give me what you took away from what that man said.
Well, man, honestly, what I took away from that, bro, is just that, like I said before, man, we got to get on the ball. I mean, we born at the bottom, man. Like, it's so hard for us just to be able to line up beside our counterparts at the starting line on equal ground. You know, it's like everybody is given a head start, but us. But I take away, like I say, man, I think he's telling us that we already know all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know we born. We know it's hard enough for us to be here. You know what I'm saying? Basically, they want to genocide. They want to genocide everything that looks like us. They want us gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want us forgotten about. And like
yeah.
I tell people, man, you got to look into yourself, bro. Like, we are strong. We are a strong whatever we are, bro. We strong. You know what I mean? I think this is something that was maybe not necessarily chosen for us, but I think this is something that the energy knew that, man, we the only people that can get through this. We the only people
that
can get through this.
Very true. That is so true. I ain't never heard it put like that. Wow, that is so true.
We built for this, man. We built for this. Look at our body. You know, and I got, you know, not to go off such, but I tell my mama this, man. Whenever she in the car with me, she complain about how hot it is, and, you know, it's hot outside. I tell her, I said, first of all, you need to thank the energy that you still here. I said, second of all, I said, it's not that it's hot. I said, the way we live has changed our bodies in a way that we can't, or our mind tells us we can't be in the sun because it's too hot. I said, we come from living outside. We come from nature. We are a we are that people. We are that tropical people. The sun is our friend. Everything about the sun was us. We prayed to the sun. And it goes for anybody. But when you're put in a situation to where you're always inside, the sun is getting blocked out of your life because we spend most of our time indoors. If you're not at home, you're in a vehicle. If you're not in a vehicle, if you got a job, you're going to that, and you got 8, 10, 12-hour jobs where you're in a building. When you come home, the first thing you want to do is go home. You want to go home and get ready.
Amen. That's true. God almighty.
You changed your body cycle. You changed your body from being friends with the sun to now your body is like you can't cope with it, you know. And that's not the case. You just got
not
used to something.
When I was writing out this video, when I was thinking about it, I ran this line by somebody, and I'm going to get back to kind of leaning towards what it, I want to say this to you, and I want to see how you think. I want to see what you think. And it's got to do with, like you said, we the only ones, and you put it to me, I learned something new. We the only ones that can handle this because other people would break. But if we got all these forces from people putting Planned Parenthood in our urban areas, from people poisoning the food, from people putting vaccines in there, if we got all these forces, we mass incarceration, unemployment, illiteracy. If we got all these things that are coming down on us and beating us and telling us that we're not this and we're not that, please, for the life of me, tell me why in the hell are we mad at each other? Please tell
me why are we mad at each other? I'm gonna tell you why. Because they basically made us focus on each other. It's true what they say. Because I used to question it and ask myself, like, man, how we let them help? How we let them just take over like this? And we in this position. And then it's just like, okay, you got to think about it. If we come as friends, because look at our way of life. When something happens to one of us or to us, it's never the person that we actually feel like is our enemy. It's always the person that sleeps. That slept around you, been around you, be with you, ate at the same table as you, that ends up being the one that really takes you out if it's not from natural causes or, you know, or just a sudden change in the energy. And, okay, I need you right now. You know, I need you to come back home right now. Other than that, it's always somebody that you know. You see what I'm saying? So if you go get all the ancestors, and you get all the older people, and you kill them off, you sell them off, you separate them, you know, then that means you get offsprings that are coming from birth. You can tell them what you want to tell them. You see what
True.
I'm saying? You can tell them
True.
What you want to tell them. And then this is what it comes into with how they are systematically basically doing population control right in our face. Again, that's like you just said earlier, with the needles and the vaccines and the food, and you know, I mean, man, it goes deeper than that. You got the fuel. It's like it's in our everyday life. It's everything that we're using. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, it's not just the food, you know, but at the end of the day, it's us. We are the biggest problem because we know these things. It's a lot of us with open minds that know. Even if you don't know that they are actually poisoning the food and really trying to do whatever. Because people look at poison like, okay, they put poison, I'm supposed to croak. No. They put stuff in the food that's getting you addicted to eating the stuff that's not good for your body because your body can't process it. It's just like putting gas in the oil tank and putting oil in the gas tank. Man, you about to blow up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
blowing them on that. Man, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And not to let you, you know, I'm sorry because it seems like I'm just taking over. But
No. Hey, man, I don't know if you noticed, but it's almost 7:30, so I ain't got to wrap it up for another 15 minutes. So you all right, man. Let's keep on talking.
Yeah, man. So, brother, it's like I say, it's us because a lot of us know that this ain't good for us. That ain't good for us. But we still do it, and I'm talking about myself, too. I know for a fact I don't supposed to go get them hot wings on break from Burger Inn, but guess what I do on break? I go get them hot wings from Burger Inn on break. You see what I'm saying?
I know, man.
Brother,
I know.
It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science, man. We know what we should do to get ourselves to where we need to be, because like I say, and this is what I tell white people, once again, If I can divide a whole group of people and humans, we could control everything. Okay, because guess what? They misled just like we is, but we don't want to believe that. They were programmed to believe that they were better. They were programmed to believe that they are white, and white means superiority. White means pure. White means good. They were programmed to feel like this, bro. And the ones that actually, you know, are curious are going to ask the question because it's some in them telling them that, man, this shit ain't right, bro. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers look just like me, but my skin just look like.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we are a fucking mass army. Excuse the language, people. We are a mass army.
Nah, you get one free one. You get one free cuss word, one free F-bomb.
Yeah, brother, like, everybody walking around here is in one. If everybody around here stands together, period, the government has no chance or no choice but to nuke us. That's the only way you're going to be able to get rid of a mass army like this is nuke us, because you don't have enough guns. You don't have enough military. You have, what, 400,000 people in your military? Well, you got 3.2 billion people walking on this planet. Well, I mean,
you got to think. We all, like you just brought up, we all being targeted to a certain point. We all, it's if you keep these people mad at each other, we all being targeted to a point. It's just,
you know,
the ones who are at the bottom are the ones who are I guess targeted more so than any. I don't want to say bottom, but let's be real.
Yeah.
We make up 15% of this American population. And notice I never put a label on it. I never say what demographic I'm talking about. I always just say a demographic and a population of American people. I don't put a label on it for one reason. I want people who don't look like us to understand what it is to be us. That's my whole agenda.
And they never will, bro. They never will. And let's go back to saying, we were built for this shit. My fault. We were built for this. We were built for this, bro. Nobody else can carry this weight but us. And that's where a lot of the hate come in at, too, for those that know that. They know that, man, them people get oppressed every day, but yet and still, they smiling. They cooking out. They talking. They even talking to us. They even talking to us with a smile on their face.
Yep.
And some of them know that they can snap our neck if they just act like we do. If they act like they didn't care, they would kill us off a whole lot faster than what we could actually do to them.
Yeah.
And they know this.
But see,
so,
they
like
taught
that,
to fear us. They programmed to fear what we are. That's why That's why corporations, that's
period.
Why the prison industry. That's why the prison industry is a big money maker for us because you have to put up what you are afraid of so that you don't have to see what you are afraid of. That's the bottom line behind it. And in the meantime, you can make a dollar off of it, you can oppress these people, and you can break it down generational and generational. You can tear up two or three generations.
That's why I say it's big business. It's big business over here, man. You got Flint, Michigan, that's been having unhealthy water for 5 years or more. All because y'all don't want to take y'all butts in there and change the pipe. Basically, you got to go in there and change them pipe, get all that rust up out of that water, and whatever else that you want to cause contamination, you know what I'm saying? You can fix it because you put it there. You put it there. You put it in the area.
They don't want to fix it. They don't want no, no. I don't know if you know that. There's another place like Flint, Michigan. It's in New Jersey. It's Newark, New Jersey, and Philadelphia is about to be the new Flint because they're finding that the same lead problem. Now, come on. Once is a coincidence. Twice is a coincidence. Three times is a pattern. The same problem has showed up in another underdeveloped urban area with a certain demographic of people. Now, this ain't on purpose.
Once again,
all right?
Population control. You don't think that we know lead is in this water. Matter of fact, we're putting it in at an increased rate. We're putting it in at an increased rate, like you just said. Like the old saying goes, you know,
yeah.
First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, you just a damn fool.
And that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You're not done. And then, like you said, look at the demographics. Look at the area that it's in. But you got the white right across the track, and it ain't bothering. You know? But
yeah.
Once again,
yeah, man.
We are so strong. We are so strong as black people, and we don't, and not like I said, I hate using that term because they got us so used to saying, but
yeah.
As us being the culture that we are and the race that we are strong, and that's our biggest problem, bro. We don't see it. Over five years of this stuff going on in Flint, Michigan, bro, they expected us to die off or get on through so they can come in and do their property development and move in the people that they want to move in. That's why it's going on so long, because the people ain't moved out. Because guess what? What you doing, you think that it would, yeah, it's hurting a lot of people, but guess what? People are persevering. People are finding ways. You know what I'm saying? People making ways. And the people around this planet that you thought would help are coming to the rescue. Because guess what? Them little U-Haul trucks or water, gallons and gallons of water, it may seem small, but it helps. Because they keep them going every day. They keep them people feeling like it's somebody that's seeing what's going on. Somebody that care. You got people with money. This is how you know this is something that they want to go on. You got people with money that's offering. You got Will Smith's son. He's offering millions to help put up to build new pipes. You mean to tell me
that's
a guy that's not from
what?
Yeah, a guy that's not from there is willing to help you guys. And you telling me that your state, your government, they don't want to help him contribute to helping when he's off the millions? And we're talking about a kid.
It's easier. I read that it was, and this is a true quote from a guy who was at the World Health Organization. He said it's easier to poison a billion people and get rid of them than it is to control a billion people and get rid of them. And like I said, the ones who are affected by this stuff, I ain't going to use my word yet. I'm going to save it. But the ones that are affected by this stuff are the ones who are the oppressed, are the ones who are the subjugated, the ones who are systemically opposed. We're seen as ugly. We're seen as scary. We're seen as frightening. So we need to get rid of them first. That is a direct quote that is correlating throughout every sector you can think of. Like you just brought up, the water.
Period.
I was going to do something
Period.
On that tomorrow. But I ain't going to touch it no more. I was going to do something on it tomorrow, but since you brought it up, we can throw it on in this one. I feel like the water in my house, I don't feel like the water in my house today. I don't drink the water at home because I don't trust it. You know, like, am I crazy for thinking like that?
Nah, because you're thinking outside of the box, man. You really starting to realize that this is a mirage, and that's all it is. And most of us need to start thinking like that and stop falling in love with the material things that they placing before us and really see what it is, because it's still going to look the same, but you're going to have a better understanding of what you're dealing with. You're going to know for yourself that, man, this shit don't matter. Like, the shit that I'm sitting here worrying about, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because I ride past people that panhandle, and I say to myself, I see him being a complaining about something so small that I feel like so big to the point where it just take my whole day. And then I see stuff like that, and then I have to reflect back and think to myself, like, boy, you really got it good, because it's always somebody out here that got it worse than you. You see what I'm saying? It's always somebody that got it worse than you, man. And I really just want us forget about anybody else. Forget about anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I put a video on Facebook before I even call you, bro. You know what I'm saying? That I want you to check out.
All right.
We need to work on us the same way the Hispanic are with the Hispanic, the same way the Caucasians are with the Caucasians, the same way the Arabs with the Arabs. People that look like us need to put our differences aside, put that tough guy mentality to the side, come together like men, and save our goddamn, save our culture, save our heritage.
Amen.
This is ours, man. This is not them. They are trespassers on our stuff. They are trespassers on our land. On our land, it's time that we start a whole new tradition. It's time we are the elders now, bro. We are the elders.
Yeah.
We need to show our kids that look, bro. This ours too. This ain't just them.
I'm gonna run something by you right quick. I don't mean to cut you out, but I'm gonna run something by you right quick. I wanna, like you just said, we need to come together and do it. Well, this is what I propose to you. I think that we need a day where just the fathers and the children get together. And I mean like a whole bunch of them. Fathers and children only. And we get together as one in a public setting, out in the open, cookout, music, cards, drink. Well, no drinking. We don't need to know. Folk act crazy when they drink. But we need to get out somewhere, and we need to just get to know each other and let our kids get to know, because that's how we're going to build this. That's how we're going to stand up and build this back up.
And be open. Don't look at,
that's it.
Well, little Tyrone hit my son too hard. I don't know what the – nah, look here. That happens. See, like I said, and I brought that up just to say how small-minded that we how we could think of something and then everything just go wrong. And everybody, this anyway, man. This ain't even work, man, blah, 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 blah. We're going to have to really – bro, when I say we're going to have to start at the bottom to the pebbles, the grits, the grain, it's going to have to start there. We're going to have to – black – colored people are going to have to get used to – dealing with colored people again, because we don't deal with each other. You know what I'm saying? We don't deal with each other.
True.
We I don't even know the word that I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? But it's not, we don't deal with each other. We just
tolerate.
Fake it.
Tolerate.
That's what it is. We tolerate and we branch out and we get in groups. That's not going to help our cause. You know what I'm saying? We get in groups and we just start dealing with people that we like. You know what I mean?
That's not the way. And I got about 90 she talking in my ear. We gonna work more on that when we get we need to talk like in person, face to face. I might need to ride over to where you. We might need to set up a day when we do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my guest. I don't know if you noticed, this has been a 45-minute episode of Blog Talk Radio. I would like to thank my guest, Mr. Roscoe Rapley, for being on my show today, because, as always, it's a very passionate session of Blog Talk Radio. I would like to thank all of you for listening today. I would like to thank all of you for partaking, and I hope you all learned something from me and Mr. Rafflet. These conversations are going to continue, and I would like to just thank all of you for being a part of Blog Talk Radio. Please like, share, subscribe, comment, criticize. It is all welcome. This has been a special 45-minute edition of Jeremy Speaks, Targeted Part 3. Look for Part 4 tomorrow.